Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Oh, yes. What company is this? I had this on my notes to cancel.
We're just a third party. Did you take a survey?
I might have. It says Echelon.
What does it say?
Echelon.
I'm not sure. You'll just have to give me your
It's an 855 number.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me information, and then if it's something that we have for you, then I can help you with it.
Okay. You want my name and full number, or what do you need?
Yeah, hold up. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Just 1 moment. All right, and what's your zip code?
95841.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Marilyn Murphy.
There you go. All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
5010 Walnut Avenue, Sacramento, 95841.
Thank you. All right. So I have an account pulled up here. It looks like here it's showing that you had taken a survey to win a Dyson vacuum. Is that correct?
A survey?
Yes, ma'am, for a contest entry through a Dyson vacuum. Do you remember trying to win a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry that was connected to a meal planning app subscription?
What kind of prescription?
A meal planning app.
No, I don't remember that. No. I've taken surveys for different things, but it's always the same people. What kind of company are you?
We're just a third party. I mean, if you're saying that you had this number and you were calling back to cancel, I'm assuming you would have been trying to call back to cancel the subscription part. So you're saying that you don't even know what this is about?
No, I don't. Yeah, I need more information. You know, even if I put cancel on my notes, so evidently I didn't know exactly what it was.
Well, that's what it's for. You would have had to take a survey to win a Dyson vacuum through a sweepstakes entry that is connected to a meal planning app subscription, and it's $49.89 a month. That's the information.
Oh, no. I'll cancel that.
All right. So would you like to continue at $20 a month?
Wait a second. Hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to cancel. Whatever I have there, I want to cancel it.
All right, so would you like to continue at $20 a month for the meal planning app?
What's that? $20 a month? For what?
Yes, the subscription.
The subscription?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, what you're calling into cancel is a meal planning app subscription. That's the discount, $20 a month. Would you like to continue?
No.
Okay, all right. You probably just forgot. I'm sure if you wrote down to cancel, then I'm sure you signed if you probably just forgot what it was.
Yeah, I probably did.
It's okay. Give me 1 second. Right.
Yeah. So you said it's a subscription for something?
Yeah, it's a meal planning app that you download on your phone if you want to count calories or create healthy recipes. That's if you were trying to lose weight.
Oh, no, I don't need to lose weight.
Good for you.
I know. I never have. No, I'm a size 12. I'm a size 12.
Good.
And I'm a senior citizen. I only weigh like 140.
Oh, that's what's
size 12. I don't overeat. I stop eating when I'm hungry, when I'm not hungry anymore.
That's the thing. They say that's what people do. They binge eat. That's the thing.
They gorge themselves. You know, it's unfortunate. I'm not judging them because, I think it's easy to do sometimes. Everybody's metabolism's different.
Yep,
I'm just fortunate enough to be one of those people that, you know, I've had twins even, you know. I'm still a size 12.
Yeah,
and they weren't tiny either. They were normal-sized babies. My son weighed 6'8". He was 6'4", and my daughter weighed 5'8". So, you know, and I'm a small person. I'm not too tall, you know. So.
Well, yeah, you're right. You just have a good metabolism. Everybody does it. So good for you.
Yeah, none of my family was overweight. That was a good thing. Yeah. So, some people, I guess it's in their genes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you're right.
They could look at food and gain weight. You know.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say.
But there's things that can be done. You know, if they're motivated and really want to lose weight, they could. It's all how you prepare your food too. You can't be frying a bunch of stuff all the time. It's okay to fry things once in a while, but you can't be eating a lot of grease.
You're right.
You know?
You're definitely right.
Yep. And my daughter's disabled, but she lost weight because she's diabetic. And when you have to go on those kind of diets, you know, she wasn't overweight, but she wasn't skinny either. Now she's almost skinny. Yeah.
I heard that medicine they put you on is what makes you lose weight.
It could be. Yeah, because she takes that all the time, every morning, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Plus I have to give her a shot of insulin every night.
Yeah.
And, but she's healthy, you know. And she's about a size 12, just like me. She's taller than I am, but she's a size 12. She used to be up to 16. She was up to size 16. And now she's a cool size 12. And, you know, she can wear my clothes even, you know.
I
bought those skinny pants.
Uh-huh.
She can wear them too. Yeah, she can wear them too. So, yeah, and that's good. That's a good thing, you know.
That is a good thing, yes.
And we buy 2% milk, you know, and, you know, we're not fanatics, but I just still watch what we eat, you know. That's it. Anyway, where are you located? Are you in one of those cold areas?
No, I'm in Alabama. It's not that cold here. It's like 52.
Where at?
Alabama.
Oh, you said Albie. Okay, yeah. When I was going
Alabama.
To Florida,
uh-huh.
Yeah, we call California Cali. I'm in Cali.
Oh, I like Cali. I like it as a name, Cali.
I do too. Well, we spell it C-A-L-Y, you know, Cali for California.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Biggie used to sing, going back to Cali.
Yeah,
you know that song?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, he was great. But his arch rival, he's good too, and he is from Cali, and that was Tupac. Tupac
oh,
Shakur.
Yeah, I used
oh,
to
yeah.
love him, yeah.
Me too. I like that one called California, you know.
Yeah, the
California.
California, yeah. Oh, yeah,
City of Compton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, City of Compton? And, you know, my last name used to be Compton.
Did it? Oh.
It was, yeah. That wasn't my real name. That was my married name, but yeah. So, but it was Compton right before Tupac came out with that song. But yeah, that was a great song too. You know, the good music stays on regardless. You know, it stays on.
You're right about that. That's good.
Yeah. So how is it in Alabama? You like it down there? Is it nice? I never been there. That's
okay.
One state.
It's boring.
It's boring. Yeah, there's not too many.
There's nothing to do here.
Yeah, they never really advertise like for tourism or anything like the other states do.
Oh God, no.
You know, so I thought, well, you know what? I haven't been there, but I want to judge for myself.
I mean, other people that come, they like it because they don't live here.
Uh-huh.
So they'll come and say, oh, I like it here. And I'm like, what? Are you crazy?
Well, it probably has good weather, you know,
yeah,
in the summer especially. And I know they got to have good food because, you know, Southern food, man. You know, I love Southern cooking, you know. I had a boyfriend that was from Texas. I learned how to make grits. The first time I made them, they're all lumpy and everything. I said, you know what? I thought I could just make them like cream of wheat or something. And I said, I don't need a recipe. I don't need to look at the box. I don't need to read that on the box, you know. So I started making them. I said, oh, my God, he ain't going to eat this. I threw them in the garbage. You know, I just threw them away. So then I said, this time I'm going to make them nice and creamy. I'm going to follow the recipe. And they came out good. After that, I knew how to make them. They're not my favorite, though. You know, they're okay.
I haven't had them in years.
Yeah. And I'm strictly a California girl, born and raised. But I can adapt to a lot of different things. Like when I went to Louisiana, oh, man, I fell in love with that jambalaya, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've had that too,
and
yes.
I learned how to make it. I bought the cookbook down there. And all the spices, I brought it back here, and I made it just like them. It was so good. And my daughter loved it. She likes anything with rice in it, you know.
I
said,
I
don't put a lot of different meats in it, though. There's certain meats I won't combine, but the kind I put in mine is I put smoked sausage, I put shrimp, and maybe a little chicken. But that's about it. I'm not going to put a whole conglomeration of meats.
Yeah, you're right. You don't need all that anyway.
No, because the main thing is the spices, which you put in it, you know. And see, when I was in New Orleans, they sell the spices already prepared. You don't have to put everything in separately, you know, like the cumin, the oregano, and all that. They sell it all together, like in one little jar I bought it, you know. Yeah, so, but anyway. Anyways, nice talking to you. I like
too.
To blab.
Me too.
All right, were you born in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I met a nice man. He was from Birmingham.
I've been there plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. So I have, and then I had another friend. He was a merchant marine on a ship, and he used to go into Mobile because I got the ships down there, you know, on the Gulf.
Oh, yeah, I've been there too.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, one day I guess they got good food, though, huh?
Maybe. All
Southern cooking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But when I went down to Florida, I've been going to Florida a long time. You go into like the Waffle House. Do they have the Waffle Houses in Alabama too?
Yes, they got about four or five here, six.
Yeah, they're all over the South. I like them though. They're good. So, but anyway, I got a call coming in. Nice talking to you, hon. Take care.
All right, easy. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, just cancel me out on that thing,
yes.
Okay?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.